Welcome to Lizard Tracks, the story of God. Come and hear the story that leads to life and sets the captives free. Your storyteller today is Wayne Patton. The drought in Israel has been going on for years, yet God has sent Elijah to a widow's home where the oil and flour are plentiful. Welcome back to my series, Elijah the Prophet, where in today's story, we will see that there's a cost to following God. Come with me as I close out the 17th chapter of the first book of Kings. Elijah, look the woman in the eyes. Give me your son. He took the body upstairs to his room and laid him on the bed. Elijah cried out to the Lord, "Oh Lord, oh my God, why have you brought this calamity to the woman that helps me?" He stretched out on top of the boy and he prayed to the Lord. "Let the child's life return to him." He did this 3 times. The Lord God heard his cry and filled the child with breath. His life returned. Elijah picked up the boy and carried him back downstairs, where the mother's boy was grieving, the tears still streaming down her cheeks. Elijah handed her the resurrected boy. "Your son is alive. Prophet, now I know you are the man of God, that the word of the Lord in your mouth is truth." What a way to end a story! At least this segment, anyway. The story is packed with spiritual truths about God's kingdom and what we can expect from God as we cry out to him. The story makes it clear, in the midst of a crisis, there is always hope, and the power of God goes beyond even death. I hope you'll return to my next story here at Lizard Tracks. You can find more about my ministry on the web at www.lizardtracks.net. I can be found on your favorite podcast app or on Alexa. Just search for Lizard Tracks. Your storyteller is Wayne Patton, and this is Lizard Tracks.